few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's your host, Chris Guillebeau. Got a question from a listener today. This question aligns well with both this week and last week's classroom focus. Now, last week was all about the MVP of MVPs, minimum viable product. In other words, how can you create something really simple? How can we get that going? Make sure you're moving forward with the nuts and bolts, logistics, etc. And this week was all about finding time to work on your hustle. Two very important topics. Well, as I said, this question aligns well. Our side hustler today is wondering whether he should work with a fulfillment center for his first private label product, or do it all himself. Now, of course, there are pros and cons to each approach. No universal answer. But in his case, what's best for him, and how would you make a similar decision? Should I distribute a private label product myself or not? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Chris. This is Chad from Rockledge, Florida. I love the show, and I think I've pretty much taken in about every episode to date. The problem with that is all I do is listen to you, and I take no action. So this year, 2020, I'm changing all that. So here's my question. What is the best way for a small private label product idea to start with packaging and distribution logistics for their product? A first order will require about 500 units, but I'm stuck on making decision. Should I attempt to bring those all home and distribute from my house or jump right into a fulfillment center? I see positives and negatives to both starting off. Bringing in a fulfillment center into the picture adds a lot of additional research, decision-making, and costs for an unproven brand, but it obviously saved me personally a bunch of time. I work construction, putting in 50 to 60 hours a week, so time has always been my excuse. Any suggestions on how to help me push through my indecision? Thanks, Chris, and keep up the fantastic work, my friend.
Chad, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. And even though I appreciate you listening to every episode, I agree. It's time for you to take some action. So well done in your 2020 plan. Now, this question has three key variables. This is how you make this kind of decision. The variables here are time, money, and viability. Viability, I just mean, you know, of the idea itself, of this particular private label product, which Chad doesn't actually mention what it is, but that's okay because it allows us to answer the question in a way that can help multiple people. So viability, whether it's going to work, then of course, time and money, pretty self-explanatory. So when it comes to outsourcing fulfillment or doing it on your own, as you say, Chad, there are positives and negatives each way. If you knew for certain that this new idea was going to be a hit, then I think the answer might be different, or at least it would be very clear. Maybe then you'd work from the beginning to have someone else handle the shipping. Now, assuming that you don't know that this idea is going to work, which is normal, like it's your first private label product, I believe, personally, I would lean toward doing some version of the fulfillment myself, at first, let's say. You wouldn't want to have to bring in 500 units to a fulfillment center and then have them sit on the shelves forever. Among other things, they'll charge you for storage, and it can also just feel disheartening to have gone through that process without much to show for it. Now, as soon as I saw clear evidence that it was working, however, like say I'm doing the fulfillment myself, then I would move to that next stage. And the thing is, you can't just flip a switch. That's why you don't do it from the beginning, because there's a lot of research involved in bringing in a fulfillment center. You have to talk to different companies. You need to document your process. Depending on what the product is, there could be, you know, some additional steps or something specific that might be different from the other products they're shipping, and so on. The point is, it's a bit of work. Plus, it's better that you know how to do everything associated with your product, even if in the long run you don't end up doing it all. That way, it'll just be easier to show somebody else how to do it, and also easier for you to pick up or hand off to a different person or company if something goes wrong. So that's how I would handle that myself. I know, Chad, you're working 50 to 60 hours a week. Not trying to add a burden to you there. I just want to make sure you are best set up for success. And I should say, this is also the kind of question that could have more than one answer. So ultimately, it really is up to you. Most important, take that action. Let us know what happens. And thank you again, Chad. Listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to be featuring them throughout the year, looking at what listeners are doing, kind of understanding where they are in different stages of their projects, and hopefully hearing about how they're moving from one stage to the next. I'd love to do that with you as well, and I hope you'll do one thing today to get closer to a goal you believe in. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.